Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Hashtag MobileEdge podcast. You're listening to a Monday roundtable episode with me, and this is Rachel Herndon Dunn, editor of the Missouri Times. I'm here with our rockstar reporters, Ben Peters. Thank you for joining me on this lovely morning.
It's October.
It is October.
Yeah. It's Halloween month.
It's Halloween month.
Yeah.
And of course, Alicia Schur. Thank you for also joining me.
Good morning.
Ben's the only one without coffee this morning, so I guess put that in full disclosure. But I was out last week, so you two are going to have to fill me in a little bit. But of course, right off the top, we've got the top five of last week. Ben's got Chiefs Minute, even though the Chiefs play tonight. Ben and I are ready. We got three top stories and a couple notes for you. So top five of last week. Former Representative Chris Kelly changes mind on marijuana ballot measure to vote for Amendment 2. Alicia, you wrote this. Top story of last week.
Yeah.
And so Chris Kelly was a rep in the 80s, 90s.
I feel like a while ago.
The 1880s specifically. He was the first person to pin a marijuana legalization bill. And a few weeks ago, he was like, I'm voting no on all these, right?
Yeah. So it really goes to show you can support a topic and not support actual legislation depending on how it was written.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decided to go back and read them, and the way Amendment 2 is written, which is the one put forth by New Approach Missouri, he basically said, well, it covers most of the basics, it's very well written, gonna go ahead and go for it.
Right on. So Amendment 2, obviously a constitutional amendment, sets a pretty good framework, he says.
Yeah.
It's got a great campaign behind it.
It's the one of the three measures that's kind of in the middle when it comes to taxes and regulation, and not on the extreme underregulated side, and not on the we're gonna create a commission
to
regulate it.
So number two, most read story of last week, audit details $300,000 stolen from Callaway County Collector's Office. Now, before I forget, that Callaway, the former collector, she's in jail now, right?
No.
No, she's not in jail.
No one has officially been charged in this instance.
Oh.
The Callaway did note that she turned over the records to the Attorney General and I believe the FBI.
Interesting. Too. So that's a lot of money. This was the collector who like wrote checks to herself. No, she pled guilty to federal criminal charges regarding theft of public funds. So this is just right across the river.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. There were two audits last week where they found a
there were a lot of audits last
money
week
missing yeah from counties. There was another one where there was like 200.
I thought the Smithville Fire Protection District audit was pretty wild because they built a firehouse for $2 million or something and forgot to fund firemen for it. Like, that's just wild. Anyway, so I'm a fan of audits and other news. But yeah, so this lady, she messed up.
She pled guilty.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's a full story on that about that online, as well as a link to the full audit. Presume that won't be happening anytime soon in Callaway County. Number three, Alicia, this was also you.
This
at
was
25
awesome
years old, Bosley is a public servant, not a politician. Now, this is about a candidate in the St. Louis area. Lakeisha, right?
Yeah, Lakeisha Bosley. She's running in the 79th district in St. Louis, and she will be taking Michael Butler's place if she gets to the general election. Her opponent is Libertarian Dan Elder.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that a Libertarian is not going to succeed in Missouri's 79th House District. That's just me. So Lakeisha is 25.
Yeah.
And you said she was energetic and inspiring, which are not words that come out of your mouth very often.
Yeah, she was. Like, it was very impressive just to talk to her, and she's so passionate about what she talks about.
I'm always excited. She's on Instagram. She keeps posting pictures where she's like at business openings in her district in like superhero capes. And I love people who wear superhero capes. So it sounds like she's going to be an energetic member of the minority caucus in the House.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, anyway, that was a good piece. I enjoyed reading it. I'm obviously our readers did as well. If you haven't read it yet, I would go ahead, because I think Bosley is going to be... She's going to... Well, obviously, she's going to be here, and you should probably get to know her. And number four, Missouri's photo ID requirements take center stage as trial starts. We'll talk a little bit more about this, but Alicia, this was also you.
Yeah.
So you went to the opening hearings last week, right?
Yeah, where they did opening statement, called a couple witnesses. I did not go back for the second and third day of trial, though, and they're doing closing arguments later today.
Right on. So this is a challenge of the photo voter ID law that they passed last year, right, Ben? I feel like Justin Alferman sponsored it.
It was actually passed in 2016.
Okay, year before last. It all kind of feels the same at this point.
Yeah, so it was initially vetoed by Governor Nixon. They overrode the veto,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't actually start going into effect until mid-2017, I believe.
That makes sense.
It's a lot of fun covering that one while I was still in the legislature.
It was. There was some impassionate.
There were some very, very great debates between then Senator Will Krause and then Senator Ryan Silvey. Some just absolutely great moments on the floor.
Well, that law, it's basically they're saying that it places an undue burden on voters and it's unconstitutional. Because it limits voting. The opening arguments, one of the persons that brought the lawsuit, Mildred Gutierrez, has been a voter for over four decades in Missouri. And prior to the 2017 November election, she went, legally blind.
Okay.
So she couldn't get her driver's license renewed. And she went to vote, and she had her Social Security card. She had bills, like her water bill, a bank statement. She had her voter ID registration card. And she had, I think, in total, five different forms of identification.
But none of them had photos, is what you're saying.
And they would not let her vote until she signed the affidavit.
Hmm.
And so she signed the affidavit without reading it. She went back later and read it and was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, this is inaccurate. Like, I just lied, basically, because it says that you don't have any form of identification on you.
Oh.
And she's like, I did.
Interesting.
And then she went to get the free voter ID, and they charged her $11 for it because she previously had a driver's license, and where she went in Kansas City area said that if you previously had any form of photo ID, you don't qualify for the free one from the state.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah. But she did get a refund on the day that the state took her deposition.
Oh, that's convenient. That's pretty convenient.
That refund. I'm going to call that refund dark money.
Interesting. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. Fifth most read story of last week. Ben, this was you. Holly takes aim at McCaskill with new statewide tour. I'm just going to be honest. What is the hashtag most sin story going to be? Blank takes aim at blank with what today?
You know, I think that there's a new one every day. Like, I could literally just start a script every day.
Yeah.
And just fill in the blank.
Just pre-write them.
Yeah.
Just grab one out of a hat.
Though I will say, you know, he maybe has an interesting title for the tour. I do like the titles of the tours. They're kind of mixing it up. This current one for this story was the Stop Schumer Fire Claire Tour.
Okay, so we had Let's Debate. Now yeah. We have Stop Schumer. I really wonder what Schumer's polling numbers are here in Missouri. Because it seems to work its way so much into campaign messaging. But if I asked my grandma, like, hey, how do you feel about Chuck Schumer? I'm not sure she would have a response to that.
Yeah, I'll be quite honest. I think that a lot of people are just going to say, I think this. And they're just going to say that certain way because of what they've seen on the news mentioning him. Or,
right.
In particular, what they've seen on those TV ads.
I'm just saying, I don't think Chuck Schumer is quite the quote-unquote bad guy that, like, Nancy Pelosi is. Obviously, Pelosi is not in the Senate. But it's easy for Missouri voters to have feelings about Pelosi or any other elected official, period, from California. She's from California, right?
I think so.
Probably. I'm going to Google that real fast. Well, or even
be,
like...
Just be honest. Missouri voters have a lot of feelings. And
yes.
We can just stop there. Like, it's a real thing. Obviously,
she is from California, just so everyone knows. Also from California, Kamala Harris, Barbara Boxer, who has been in office forever, because I wrote her a letter whenever I was a kid.
Yeah,
anyway.
Who else is in California?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anyway, so Holly has a new statewide tour. I'm really kind of curious if he's going to become, I think, the third lawmaker to go to all 114 counties plus the city of St. Louis.
I think he's probably on par to do it. He seems pretty put together on getting into every single county, so it would not surprise
me. Here's what I wonder. Is Attorney General Josh Hawley going to do it first, or is Scott not going to do it first?
I mean, you're giving yourself a pretty short window.
That's how we do things. I mean,
Holly has a deadline.
I'll go ahead and say it. My money is on Holly.
Yeah.
Because two reasons. Number one, short window for him. Number two,
that's true.
Blowout tires.
I'm not saying the Missouri Times has had several blowout tires in the last 6 months, but we have. And that's how I feel about that. So, top five stories of last week. Thank you, both of you, for keeping the ship going while I was out with some personal stuff. Chiefs Minute. Benjamin, the Chiefs play the Broncos tonight.
You know, I saw something this week where I think it was the NFL's Facebook page or is NBC.
Mm.
They're asking, what's the best rivalry in the NFL? And the Chiefs were not even mentioned as one of the options. Most importantly, they left out the Chiefs and the Raiders or the Chiefs and the Broncos.
Interesting.
Because let's face facts. Yes, the Bears and the Packers hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
But do they hate each other as much as, say, the Chiefs and the Raiders?
Yeah.
For that matter, do they hate each other as much as God hates the Raiders?
Yes.
Now,
you know, I was watching the Raiders game yesterday, and I don't know if you saw my tweet, but it amuses me so much that the Raiders are playing on a baseball field, just like my third graders' flag football team.
Yep. It's kind of convenient.
Nothing else is more appropriate.
Fitting. But we're talking the Chiefs, so this week it's a tough matchup. I mean, Denver's got a pretty solid defense.
You have $10. Where do you put the bet?
I put it on Kansas City.
Is that out of moral principle or?
I think it's a little bit of both.
The Chiefs have been pretty exciting this year.
It's the number
one.
A
lot
one
more
offense.
Exciting than the Broncos.
It's the number one offense in the league. So try betting against the
number
that.
One team in my heart too.
I will say Chiefs defense is very lackluster.
But the Chiefs defense, they had a great presence last year and the year before last. They have a new defensive coordinator, right?
Mm-mm.
Did I make that up in my head?
You made that up in your head.
They have a new offensive coordinator because that guy is now coach for some other team that doesn't matter.
There's a little bit of salt there.
A little bit of salt. Never from me.
But yeah, they'll play tonight. They'll take on the Denver Broncos. Hopefully they'll walk away with another victory.
Yeah.
Because I just don't like John Elway getting nice things. That's
no.
it. I don't want you to get that, John Elway.
Grody. All right. So you heard it first. Ben and I think that the Chiefs are going to win tonight. And I mean, if the trend of yesterday continues, I think if offense has been showing strongly across the entire league, and if that's what matters, the Chiefs are going to win tonight.
Well, I mean, the trends of this season are, number one, defenses are going to suck. Number two, kickers cannot make field goals.
Oh my gosh.
And
right?
number three, we're going to have more ties. It's going to be great.
Man, ties are just sad. I just think, just keep playing.
Yep.
Just give it up. Anyway, so we got pick three top stories to discuss that will continue into this week. The first one is recently passed laws being challenged in court. We talked a little bit about photo voter ID earlier. But, Alicia, are you going to go to the trial this afternoon? It's up to you.
More importantly, is there going to be some sort of ruling today? That's what everyone wants to know.
Yes, rulings.
Since they are doing a bench trial, I do not know if Judge Callahan will rule today or not.
Realistically.
Based on the way he does, the way he do.
The way he do?
The way he do. Callaway. I don't think he'll rule today.
No, I wouldn't expect to see anything out of it today.
Well, they've had a lot of evidence on both sides presented, because when it comes to the research on if voter ID laws actually suppress voters, you can get experts on both sides of the field. You can find a mountain of research on basically any standpoint you want to go to. If you want to find research that it suppresses certain groups of voters, you can find it. If you want to say that it actually increases voters, you can find a demographic where it increases voters in.
It sounds kind of familiar of some other policies that have been debated in recent months.
So.
What's the old saying? You can put any data out there as long as you're willing to pay for it.
Also being challenged this week in trial to in court today is the recent abortion law. Now, Planned Parenthood is seeking a temporary restraining order. And over the weekend, ABC 17 ran a story that the Planned Parenthood abortion facility in Columbia had some safety issues. So I had a lot of emails from the pro-life side this past weekend that were like, please pray for the court hearing on Monday, because obviously bad things are happening. So that'll be something. And I put that on your plate, Alicia. Or I put it on your plate. Oh, yeah, Ben. Ben irritated me, so he got the abortion story. Anyway, that'll be interesting. But Missouri Health Department's been doing pop-up inspections now. The Columbia facility did not pass. And apparently it was also on the 40 days for life that they do every year, and they have vigils outside the facilities. So the timing of this all the way around is very interesting. The pro-lifers are ecstatic. Huh?
Almost like it was planned.
You know, I would say that, but it was a surprise inspection, Ben.
Planned Parenthood.
Oh.
Also in court this week is Elad Gross's lawsuit of A New Missouri. They will be arguing to dismiss the lawsuit. Yes or no?
And interesting.
The Conservation Department lawsuit against the Agriculture Department over the regulation of wild deer's meat.
Right on. I'm so glad you enjoy going to courtrooms, Alicia. She hasn't said that for the record, but she doesn't seem to complain.
There's nothing wrong with going to courtrooms. For the right cases, that's a lot of fun.
Yes.
The problem is that for me, it hasn't been a lot of right cases. Like, I'm just saying, you guys are going to have to step these things up in the courtroom, or I will fall asleep and the judge will throw me out.
I feel like you're calling out Chuck Hatfield right now.
I would never call out Chuck Hatfield. Chuck, if you're listening, I want you to know that I always stay awake whenever you're in court.
So, second story worth discussing, continually developing story, started out as a rumor that former Governor Greitens had been reaching out to people, trying to either mend or rebuild bridges. Week before last, I was told that the former governor had reached out to a Republican member of the House to literally reconnect, apparently talking about some soccer games. So waiting for more details on that. So if you have more, I would love to hear about it. But apparently there was a barbecue this past weekend at his home in Innsbruck, which the Innsbruck story alone is kind of interesting, because you're only allowed to spend 180 days there a year. Mm-hmm. And he's not living in the governor's mansion anymore. Anyway, but there was a post on Facebook from Tim Seidenstricker, who is a councilman in Arnold, I believe, or he's running for Arnold City Council, actually wanting to replace Mary Elizabeth Coleman, who is the Republican nominee running in HD 97. But he posted on Facebook, "I had a great evening last night hanging with my buddy, Governor Eric Greitens. Feel free to keep the governor, Sheena, and their boys in your prayers as they continue to heal. September 29th, 2018. And it's a picture of Mr. Seidenstricker and the former governor. And also in Mo Scout this morning was more details that, well, more details, but not really. Let me pull it up real fast.
You know, I have a lot of questions about this, but most importantly, when we keep saying that they had a barbecue, I want to know what was barbecued.
Right? Like, I know when Treasurer Schmidt has barbecue, there's pork sticks.
Yeah.
I know.
I feel like
when Scott has a barbecue, he's joking. I've seen his grill.
Yeah. Like, I feel like there's a lot to be said about, you can judge a person based off what they're barbecuing for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway, so Dreeb said, "Tipster texted me Friday to say with 100% confidence that Eric Greitens is having a bonfire / gathering tonight at his Innsbruck place for former staff supporters. Very weird. Will be interesting to see what shows up." Apparently, Dreeb's called around and there was an event. Obviously, we just told you that. But there wasn't a lot of details about what the purpose of it was. But he did say that he didn't believe any building staffers were in attendance, only campaign side, and that there were no good details. I will say, whenever, like, we have a lot of barbecues at my house, but there's always a reason. Like, this Saturday is a very big fight for UFC. Also, the Mizzou game. There will be a barbecue at my house this weekend. If you want to come, you can text me, and I might say yes.
What are you planning on barbecuing this weekend?
Mizzou jerseys. Shots fired.
Oh.
It was so appropriate.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know yet. But I do know there will be a lot of snacks because sometimes whenever my husband is angsty, I'm like, hey, you go get you some snacks. And then he comes back with like half a Sam's Club. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to eat this. So we have people over and they eat it. So if you want some jalapeno poppers, we've got 8 pounds of them. Not kidding. Anyway.
More.
Yeah. So it looks like Grimes is trying to make his way back in.
With barbecued jalapeno poppers?
I don't know. And to be fair, Dreebs did not think it was a he said bonfire.
Well, then. That implies it's a weenie roast.
I wonder if Innsbruck has the same like types of fire code that Jefferson City has. Because I don't think you can have a bonfire in Jefferson City again yet.
You're right. I think it's a, is it November to March is whenever the fires?
Yeah. There's a lot of holes in these stories. So if you have something to plug those holes, you let us know. Third thing worth talking about is endorsements. We're 35 days out from the general election. Over the weekend, Harry Roberts endorsed Tony Lukemeyer in SD 34, the seat, the race to replace Senator Schaaf. That was a really nasty primary.
Yeah.
Roberts is the current Buchanan County Commissioner.
I think the interesting thing out of the Senate District 34 race is that it is definitely just turned into a testing grounds for obviously campaign finance laws, but it's really just ethics complaint after ethics complaint after ethics complaint.
And it's Republicans against Republicans.
Well,
it's Republicans against Democrats. Democrats against Republicans. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. It's
everyone's angry in Buchanan and Andrew? No, Platt.
Platt.
Platt, yeah. And I mean, I've done some grassroots campaigning in Platt County, and I do not envy the people who have to work with those counties. Those are some very polarized Republicans. Well, anyway, so that shows some healing.
Yeah.
And that's an ongoing trend with Republicans. The Republican Party's gotten so big that there does need to be an intentional effort for unity. Also, a couple people have noted to me that former state senator and Republican candidate for Attorney General Kurt Schaefer attended a Josh Hawley fundraiser recently. It was hosted by Kit Bond. Apparently, Bond himself invited Schaefer, and I think that shows a lot of healing, too. That was a nasty primary. Mm-hmm. Alicia, if you're ever bored one day, I encourage you to go through our archives and read about that. But you've got probably two of the smartest Republican legal minds as far as the political side goes. And so that's kind of refreshing to see. It gets kind of exhausting to see people fighting all the time.
I'd say that race, though, is kind of one of those things where it was a good thing to have. Not saying that the race itself was, you know, great or anything. I'm saying that if you're a Republican, that's the problem that you want to have, is where you have
so many good candidates.
Yep.
Though, of course, there's always the... See, that can go one of many ways. It can go the Lincoln route, where you have seven candidates for president and Lincoln gets elected and everything's good. Or it can go another route where a surprising candidate wins the primary and everyone scratches their head.
I feel like I've seen that before.
Have you?
I think I have.
I feel like I've seen the latter in my lifetime.
I feel like I've seen the latter within the last...
But you know, you never know who's going to turn into a Lincoln until pressed with some real problems. Anyway, so 35 days out from the general election, obviously I'm expecting to see more support being thrown, more consolidated efforts. And actually, just the RNC here in Missouri and the Missouri Republican Party has apparently made 1 million voter contacts, considering there's 6 million Missourians. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I want you to be really honest right now. Do you have like a countdown clock until election day?
I check it every Sunday. And I mean, it's also a deadline for some other things in my life. So I just like to keep people aware of timelines as they are made available. Anyway, if you ever need thorough reminders on a regular basis, you know where to find me.
I can also confirm that that is the case.
That is accurate, yeah. We'll start a Google Doc together. It'll be great.
Oh, God. Please leave me off this doc.
So anyway, that's your pick three top stories for this week. Laws being challenged in court, Planned Parenthood, restraining order in court, Greitens has a bonfire or barbecue. We don't know what he cooked. And Republican Party unity is happening. Of course, if you missed it, the nominations for the Best of the Legislature and the Statesman of the Year are closed. Thank you for all your nominations. There are some very clear people who have been deemed... What's the word?
I don't know, but I'd like to take this chance to thank everyone for all their votes.
Wait, what? Twitter's all over the place right now. Looking forward to another refreshing and kind of chill week, because on Saturday there is Governor Parson's Family Fall Fest at the Governor's Mansion from 10 to 1 outside the Governor's Mansion. There will be kettle corn.
There will be fresh apple cider. There will be caramel apples, a photo booth, like pumpkin painting, a straw maze.
Alicia looks legitimately excited.
Oh. Alicia is getting into her October spirit right now. You just need to
watch. Is the pumpkin spice fall, plate plugging in the corner?
Fall festivals are great. I love them. Like,
she's so excited.
Alicia's like, there's hay. So much hay. It's my favorite toy.
I cannot tell you how excited I am for this.
Great. So, well, I'm excited to take my children and you.
I'm going to have to record the reactions to see which one enjoys it more. My money's on Alicia. Do you care to take that bet?
I don't know. Like, you've met my daughter and she's...
Harper's just going to be a dinosaur. She's not paying attention to anything. She's just a...
She'll find something to wreck.
Yeah.
That's what she does. She wakes up and she wrecks stuff.
That's the difference. She's taking joy in destroying this happiness. Alicia is taking joy in the hay. So...
But yeah, so that's happening. We're all going to be on Saturday. So if you don't get an opportunity to connect with us this week, look for us on Saturday, because we will likely be there before our barbecue for the Mizzou game and the McGregor fight. That's just, yes. Oh my gosh. It's here. The McGregor fight is here.
It's the only thing that matters this week, let's be honest. Except for the Chiefs tonight. Like, that's number one, but McGregor fight on Saturday, that's all I care about at this point. That's number two.
Well, you've got your priorities for the week from Benjamin Peters. You know where to find us if you have any stories. I would expect a couple interesting stories to break this week. Otherwise, keep talking to us and we'll keep talking to you. And of course, thank you for listening to another hashtag MoLedge podcast staff roundtable. And we will talk to you soon.